Morning, good sir. We are on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Mitzvah Kiddush Achas, we're going to start the Mishnah again. Mitzvah Kiddush Achas, we say Achayef. Somebody was Makadosh, one of two sisters. And the Gemara is going to talk about how that happens. Then your day ends and then Kiddush, and he doesn't know which one he marries. So he can't live with any of them because one of them is his wife's sister, and he doesn't know which of the two is his wife and which of the two is his wife's sister. It's nice to get Lazul, but get Lazul. He gives a get to each of them, and that way he doesn't have the problem. Rashi, each of them you could say this is his wife's sister. He dies and he has one brother. The brother gives chalit to the both because he can't marry either. Because he might now. I'm going to say it one time because he's going to be 20 times in Mishnah. He's not allowed to marry the sister of the one woman bound to him. It could be one of two reasons. I want to say it once, and I'm not going to repeat it the rest of the time. Is that either because he has Zika, and therefore, since this woman is bound to you, you're not allowed to marry her sister till the Zika is removed, or because by marrying her sister, you're being mavatal the mitzvah of evil. So one of the two reasons, you can't marry her sister. So here you have Rachel and Leah. They're falling, one of them is Reuben's wife, and one of them is Reuben's wife's sister. We don't know which one it is. So Shimon can't live with either of the two. Because if he marries Rachel, it might be the mitzvah of Yibam. But it might be marrying his Zika, his Zukosai, the woman bound to him, sister. He's not allowed to do that. And he can't marry Leah for the same reason. So therefore, he has to give Chalitza to Rachel. And once he gives Chalitza to Rachel, he can't marry Leah. Because that is the sister of his Chalitza, which is rabbinically bad. So therefore, Shimon has to give Chalitza to both Rachel and Leah. Rashi, Chalitza is saying, well, you're the AZ Yivim guy. He doesn't know which of the two is his Yivim, Rachel or Leah. Mikhlis Chadim Yehubalai, Chadalai. If I can't give Chalitza to Rachel and then marry Leah, right, there would be no problem with Kukasai because Manashah. If Rachel was the Yivama, he gave her Chalitza. If Leah is the Yivama, he's doing the mitzvah. The answer is, Achleis Chalutzah Sashur Lim Drabbanim Chayam. As long as Rachel is alive, Shimon can't marry the sister of his Chalutzah. And he gave Chalitza to Rachel, he doesn't know if that's Chalitza. But it might be the sister of his chalutza. The yibum of Bereshit on his wife. So why can't he do yibum to one of the two? The yibum of Leizu Yibim, right? Maybe this is not a yibama. We could talk about Leizu Kukasi the Hamiki Ishtai. Now Rashi explained to the coin to the Mandama, yes, Zika. And he said, because when you do yibum to Rachel, it might be your Skuka's sister. And you're not allowed to marry your Skuka's sister. That's what Rashi explains, it's like marrying your wife's sister. Okay, so that happens.
Yeah,
the guy dies and he has one brother.
Quick question?
Yes.
Did we ever discuss how Reuven, the deceased, does not know which one he did Kedusha?
Okay, I said we'll leave that for the Gemara.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's two possibilities. The Gemara is going to entertain one. And come back and say maybe the other. So this will be a promise at the beginning of the Gemara. We have a long list to go through, but it's at the beginning of the Gemara.
Okay, sorry.
Well, she's not allowed to. She's bound to him.
Both of them are bound.
Because we don't know. They're both subject Yavama. We don't know. So neither of the two is allowed to get married until it's taken care of. Right. What if he had two brothers? So Reuben dies, he left over Shimon and Levi. So now, I'm just going to pick one. Shimon gives Chalitza to Rachel. Right, now Levi can go marry Leah. Let me explain why. Because if Rachel was the Yavama, so Shimon gave Chalitza, Leah is nothing. Leah is a sister of the Yavama, big deal. She was never Zakum, she never was bound, she was not the one married. We don't know. So if Shimon gave Chalitza to Rachel, and that happened to be the right one, so there's no reason Leah can't marry Leah. Levi can't marry Leah. It's the brother of, again, Reuven died, but two brothers. One of them, Rachel or Leah, was married to Reuven. We don't know which one. Let's say Rachel was married to Reuven. So Shimon gave her chalitza. Her sister is not related, is mutter to Levi. Not the sister of the chalitza, because he didn't give chalitza. And it's not the sister of any Zika, because the Zika is gone. Shimon gave chalitza to Rachel. Whatever Zika there was, poof, gone. So there's no reason Levi can't marry Leah. Because Reuven Shimon took care of Rachel. So now, Mamarusha, if that was the right one, so Leah was never a problem. If that was the wrong one, and Leah the Obama, fine. So either way, Levi can marry Leah. There's no restriction. It's not the sister of his Kukla, because Chalitza was given. Not the sister of his Chalitza, he didn't give the Chalitza. So there's no reason he can't marry her. He might be doing the mitzvah. He might be doing the mitzvah of Yibam. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. But if he's not doing the mitzvah of Yibam, he's not doing anything wrong. In that order. Again, you can't do Yibam if Chalitza wasn't done. Because if he would do Yibam first, it might be the sister of the one bound to him. Chadmu b'kantu, emetzi emiyadam. What happens? If Shimon went ahead and did marry Rachel, he did something that was wrong. He married the sister of his kuka. Now Levi went ahead and married Leah. Now one of the two got the mitzvah of Yibam. And the other of the two, in case the first one was not the Obama, then it is. But now the Zeke is off. Either way, now the Zeke is off. Bottom line is Levi did Yibam to Leah. Shimon did Yibam to Rachel. Shimon was first. He did wrong. He was asked to Shiloh. He told him, you're not allowed to do what you're doing. He went back and did it anyway. So he lived with Rachel. So if she's his Yibama, he did a mitzvah. She's not his Yibama, he married the sister of his kuka. He did wrong. But then Levi went ahead and married Leah. So the Zeke is off. So there's no reason for us to break up Shimon's marriage. He's no longer a Chalitza Kasai because the Zeke is off. Zeke is only till Chalitza Yibam is done. It was done. It was wrong of him to do it, but we're not going to break up the marriage. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chayelish Nayim, Echot Chayelit, Chilop, Ma'akat, Tashemi, and Ratzel Yabam, Lishniyam Yabam. One gives Chalitza to one. And the second one is allowed to do Yibam. Him do Yibam time. If he got the right one, Shaper, that's great. The Machoisei, if it's the sister of the Yibama, like a brother Machoisei Bukasai, by the time he's marrying her, she's no longer a Machoisei Bukasai. The Chalitza, Avkul Zika. The Chalitza removed the Zika. Shimon gave Chalitza. So in case Rachel was the one, she's gone. So now Levi can marry Leah. And in case Leah's the one, but for sure it's okay. It's the mitzvah of Yibam. Chazmu b'kansu, kaitim shenim l'chubadadim. What if they didn't ask Shiloh? Each one went and took one sister. Eimetzi and miyadam. Why? B'chol chaz v'chad amar no shapin nesim. Each one can claim and say, I got the right one. V'inam miyad ipcha. And even if it was the wrong one, shavishu v'yibam kadat achayt as a kassad. And the one who did it first, got the wrong one, and he married the sister of the one bound to him. Now, he said to Bada Abbasira, you're right, at that point, he didn't answer. But Shabbat Ocha, the Yibam Shia, but when his brother came and did Yibam to the second one, she of them type, Pukka Zika be the Lemafreya. So now the Zika is removed. Now, Rashi adds the word Lemafreya, everybody's bothered by that word, because what does it mean it removes the Lemafreya? She was bound to him. So the Mithraya is a difficult word. Other Rishayim don't have the word the Mithraya. They just say, the Zika went off now. Rashi seems to add that the Zika went off retroactively. But he has to say, first of all, why is that true? She wasn't looking to. And second of all, what do you need it for? She did it after. But now, it's not us here anymore. So we'll leave it. We'll leave the question. Yes? Because the other brother did give them. Shimon married Rachel. He might have done an Isser. We don't know who's married to Reuven, Rachel or Leah. So Shimon married Rachel. He might have been a mitzvah, he might have been an Isser. Levi marries Leah. He for sure didn't do an Isser. Either he's doing a mitzvah, or he's doing nothing. He's marrying a lady. Yeah, but when Levi marries Leah, he automatically removes the zikah of Rachel. Right? I'm sorry. Moves the Yisrael Chayz of Lukasai.
She would have thought that she could have thought it like,
right.
He's gone,
right? Right, but if he does, and then the other guy does evil, he can stay married. Was removed. Now Rashi does add the word Lemafreya, and the Mefarshim are bothered by that. Yeah, I didn't say that. Because there's a big tshuva. People don't do Yisurim. If they ask Yisrael and they're told not to do it, they would never dare do it. Violating Bethel, we would break up the marriage. Correct. But not, it's breaking up the marriage not for the issue of Achaz and Gatzai. It's making up the marriage because he didn't listen to Bethel.
And so what happens to the other one, to the Zika? She can't ever get married?
I don't see what you're saying, but he did marry her, so the Zika is off.
No, I'm sorry. If he married the sister, the wrong one, so... And he divorced
his wife. Yeah. One brother, two brothers. I don't know which
one
brother. Going on.
There's only one brother.
There's only one brother, and he married one of them. He has to get divorced from her. He has to give Chalitza to the other one.
He has to get divorced first from the sister?
Oh, it doesn't have to be first. Meaning, theoretically, you're asking me, what if there was one brother, and he married one, and then gave Chalitza to the other? He can't stay married to the one because it's the sister of the chalutza. He would have to divorce her.
He would have to divorce the one he married, and then he'd have to give chalutza to the other one.
That's the mafia. They can do it either way. They can give chalutza and then divorce her. I mean, we're not insisting on an order.
Either way, he can't marry either one.
Correct. Because if he gives chalutza to one, the other one is the sister of the chalutza.
And if he doesn't give chalitza, he doesn't feel like it. He doesn't feel obligated or whatever.
He's not doing the right thing. He's married to the sister of his kuka. Yes, sir. Never removed the zika, so he's living in sin, from the biblical sin.
Okay. So in other words, kedushin kofsin?
Well, it's only rabbinic. Kedushin is types of chayv aladim, so for sure it's types in here.
Okay.
Nimuchu means they consulted. Same idea. This is used many times. Consulting is consulting. It means consulted. Let's give our advice. Let's give our advice. Shnayim shekitzu shnei achayos. It gets a little bit more complicated, so let's take this slow. Two brothers will mekadesh two sisters. Sorry, no, two strangers. Two strangers were Mekadesh two sisters, not related to each other. Okay, so Reuven and Gad. They're not brothers. What, I'm sorry? Gershon? Okay. Reuven and Gershon. Two people not related to each other were Mekadesh two sisters, and neither knows which one they got. So we don't know if Rachel was married to Reuven to Leah to Gershon, or vice versa.
Isn't that a big problem?
What?
Isn't that a big problem?
It's a major So then you're the Ezekiel, then the Ezekiel, so then I just say it to them, I just say it to them. The only solution is to each have to divorce both of them. Because how can you live with one? It might be first source, it might be an ace of this. Either she's your wife or she's an ace of this. Either way, you're in bad shape. So you got to divorce both, and you don't know which one is your wife or which one is the ace of this. Okay, so that's the easy part. Rashi, Spanish Kitchu Bezak is saying, no, but they're strangers. Now, Mesu, Lizarach, Lizarach, they died, and each one left a brother. So again, the brothers can't marry either of the two. Now, there's no ace of this here now. But one of them is each one of the Abama Lashuk. Each one of the Abama. We don't know if Rachel is Reuven's brother's Yavama or Rachel is Gershon's brother's Yavama. We have no idea. So neither Reuven nor Gershon can marry Rachel or marry Leah for the same reason. So therefore, Zechai was the same and Zechai was the same. They both have to be Chalitza to vote. Because neither knows which is the Yavama. And if it's not his Yavama, it's somebody else's Yavama, which is a Deraisa. So here, he can't marry either of the two, because he might be marrying a Yavama who didn't receive Chalitza. Now, so Reuven gives, I'm sorry, so Reuven's brother gives Chalitza to Rachel. But then again, here comes Gershon's brother, and he can't do marry Leah, because she might be why can't he marry Leah? Again, Reuven's brother gives Chalitza to Rachel. It might have been his Yavama. It might not have been his Yavama. If it is his Yavama, then Gershon's brother, his sister. Yeah, but once Reuven's brother gave Chalitza to Rachel, so then, right, it doesn't help. Because it's still right, because it might be that Rachel was Zakuf to Gershon's brother, and therefore it's a place of the custom. Correct. No, we can't. So they can't do Yibum. Neither of the two can do Yibum, because they can't. The first one doing Yibum might be marrying a Yavama. And the second one can't marry him, but the other one might have been a Yavama, the sister of the Yavama, which you can't marry. Well, the first one is an even bigger answer, but the second one might be marrying a place with a cousin. Okay, now we move on. Reuven had one brother, and Gershon had two brothers. Okay, they both died. Reuven and Gershon died. We don't know who was married to who. Reuven left one brother, and Gershon left two brothers. So it's very interesting. So what Reuven's brother does is give Chalitza to both. He doesn't know which one is the Yavama. And he can't marry any of the two because one of them is the Yavama Lashuk. Doesn't know. Not allowed to marry her. But once he gave Chalitza to both, now Gershon has two brothers. One of them is his Yavama, and one of them is the Yavama's sister. So one of them gives Chalitza to Rachel, and the other one can marry Leah. Because again, just like when we had Reuven die and he had two brothers, one can do Chalitza, and one can do Yibum. So now, once Reuven's brother took care of both, he's out of the picture. So now we're left with two sisters, like Gershon's brother. And when there's two brothers, one can do Chalitza, one can do Yibum. Because remember, the first one got Chalitza. So if he's the right one, the other one can marry the other one. If she's the wrong one, he's doing the mitzvah evil. So Zach was a yachid chaylus ishtayim. Right? Shnayim, echid chaylus lechem yabin. Kadmu bekansu. One of the two brothers of Gershon went ahead and married one, but married one and married the other. Let me just finish. So he did an answer. He married a chaylus bekansai. But therefore, I didn't see him the other. But the bottom line is, well, the other one did marriage. He took away the problem, and therefore it's much. Let me just do Rashi. The Rashi, I don't claim that she's not to the reason well. She absolutely what happened. Why can't I come lead to the Shema Chaisa because he can't do Yibum, not before Chalitza, because it's the sister of the Zekuka. But why can't I come lead to the Shema Chaisa Chalutza? If you can find a bunch of Yabim, Yakim is going to be staying. You have to come coming to the boat. They like the ice to see them to miss you. I'm going to make sure that none of them are your vomitisha to marry out. That's not an echad. I'm going to say, I'm going to be out of my book. To take away the Zikim to leave them tight. The sister, I'm going to the shiny Mamarusha. And her brother and sister can marry the second one, the Mamarusha. And you have to eat. Chapter. If it's your mom, great. The Mamarusha, he, a kapapa, Zikas, I love him. Yes, somebody had a question?
Yeah, I did. In the case of Hayochi Cholitz Shteyem, Vashnayim, Echad Cholitz Echad Niyabim. The one who's Niyabim, is he actually doing the Yibum, or is he just doing marriage?
Possibly. They married, or he might be doing Yibum.
But he doesn't give a new ksuba, does he?
You're worried about the money. Forget about the money.
Right.
Is a very minor fact to marriage. He does, he doesn't, make no difference. He's married to her, right?
Yeah, but comes...
He came up to his last wife. That there was no tzuba. And if there was a tzuba, he just takes over the brother's tzuba.
They don't ever know.
Yes, there has to be a tzuba. Somebody's going to have to write a tzuba. A tzuba is a rabbinic requirement. It doesn't interfere with the validity of a marriage.
So the marriage, they don't have kiddushin, they just go straight into Yibum, right?
No, I told you asked me this last time.
Yeah.
I believe you asked me this on Thursday, and I told you can do kiddushin via. So the guy does kiddushin or Yibum with the same act.
With the same act. In other words, okay. And he does the same kiddushin or Yibum.
Makes no difference. He does it for marriage.
Okay. I was worried about the tzuba, really.
Yes, the tzuba is a minor factor. We'll take care of the tzuba. If she has one, we'll take it over. If she doesn't, by the way, he doesn't have one because he doesn't know their name. We don't know who's married to the guy, right? Obviously, there was no tzuba to begin with.
Isn't the tzuba an important aspect of marriage?
This was only kedusha. They never got to the tzuba. He died before he did Nesuit. He doesn't know which one he was married to. How can he have done Nesuit?
Okay. And therefore, what does that do with the brother who's Miyabim?
Again. Let me ask you. The guy, let's say Ruvay was the Kaddish lady. Did not write a Ksuba. He doesn't have to write a Ksuba to Kofa. And then he died. In the midst of Yibum. So the second husband has to write a tzuba.
So even though he's miyabim, it's still that it's his tzuba.
It has to be a tzuba. If the first husband didn't write one, the second husband has to write one.
And the first husband wrote one, but we don't know who
he is. How can he have written one when he doesn't know who he's married to?
I would think that he would need to write a tzuba, the new husband.
So he does.
Okay, so it doesn't stay.
Yes, he does.
There's only in the Yibum case, there is no new ksuba.
There is an old one. Here there's no old one.
Right. There's a clue to marry her and to do Yabim her at the same time.
One of the two. He's doing one of the two. He's not a chuyav. He wants to. He can give her galita.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Because it has to. He wants to. Okay, we will stop here.